This is TWiT.
Why don't you give us the 30,000-foot view of what problem Kids on Computers solves and how it got started?
So Kids on Computers was started in late 2008, early 2009, and it actually got started at the idea of KOC, Kids on Computers, got started at scale back when a few of the attendees were like, well, wouldn't it be really cool to set up computer labs in areas where kids don't have access to technology and install open source software on them. So they don't, you know, these poor areas, they don't have to pay licensing fees for software. So it was started by three people, Stormy Peters, who's still a very active member and she's on our board, Raghavan Srinathaman and Dan, and I'm forgetting his last name, but they all got together. Dan pushed Stormy to like, hey, let's do this. And it kind of came to fruition that way. And I joined about a year and a half later. And we started with setting up labs in Mexico. And the idea was that we have strong local connections there. Stormy's dad was a professor at a technical university down in Oaxaca, which is in the Oaxapan region, UTM Oaxapan. Mm-hmm. And he knew a lot of local folks and he knew a lot of the local community. And he was able to help identify schools for us. So Thomas like worked with the local community, said, you know, this is a really good school, and got the community involved. They actually built the lab next to the school, like on the school grounds, construction, like the parents were doing construction to house the computers. And we had a FedEx grant at that time to ship these 30 desktops to Oaxapan. And that's how our first lab came to be. And we installed Linux on them. We started out using Edubuntu. We've kind of migrated and tried different distributions since then. But our hope is really just to really provide access to technology and through that access to for education so that, you know, these kids and their communities can better their lives and better their communities.
Wow, cool. Now, if I were to walk, just make it a little more concrete, if I were to walk into one of these labs, what would I see?
So you would see, it depends on the lab. So we've transitioned quite a bit from doing desktops because we've moved toward laptops because one, they're easier to get through customs and even tablets now. So you'd walk in, you'd see a requirement that the lab is secure. So you'd see a locked door with usually there are bars on windows with tables set up around the walls with computers on them, with laptops on them. If the kids are there, you might see a group of kids using them. Usually they pair or triple up, two to three per computer. They're all excited. They're probably playing Tux Math or Tux Type computers. Or you might even see a mom on the computer, a mom who came in during the middle of the day who decided she needed to, read a little bit of offline at Wikipedia. So it really varies. It's really exciting. It's so exciting to see the lab set up, to teach the students and see it actually come to fruition. Yeah.
Is the training mostly one-on-one or are there like classroom setups that would talk about something for a while then go into the actual lab area?
So that's actually one of the toughest things that we work with. Like, how do we build a curriculum for these students and these teachers who themselves have not really ever used computers? So we work with the teachers on trying to help them build a curriculum. And in our ideal world, what we'd like is that all subject teachers are trained on using the computers and learning how they can leverage the technology and the content on the computers for augmenting their traditional curriculum. What happens when we set up a lab, we usually have a couple of training sessions, group training sessions with teachers, and we show them like all the different applications like OpenOffice, LibreOffice, Khan Academy, Wikipedia, and all the games that are available. We train them on it several times, and then we'll do a couple of sessions with the students. And then after the lab setup is complete, we try to have a local technical contact who's available to the school to help after we leave, and to also keep in communication with us. So it's and that's a work in progress. Like right now we're working with UTM Wahapan to define a more structured curriculum and have UTM, the university help with training of the teachers so that there is like a quote unquote KOC certification, like you're a certified KOC computer teacher.